Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean, the question I have is, if CBS is letting Stephen Colbert do his show till next May, is he going to be bashing the bosses every night? What's he going to do?
He was incredibly professional last night after he made the initial announcement at the beginning of the show. I wondered, you know, if it was going to be a bashing or, you know, at least a tweaking of CBS or the parent company Paramount or, you know, whoever, but it was not. This is how The Late Show with Stephen Colbert started last night. Yeah, so that's, you know, and then it was business as usual last night. You know, think back, it was 32 years ago that David Letterman kicked off The Late Show on CBS. They had tried many different incarnations of talk shows. They had tried late night movies. They had tried so many things in late-night television, and nothing worked until Letterman, which became a ratings juggernaut, as did Stephen Colbert. You know, despite his constant criticism of President Trump, he found an audience. His audience was growing. He was beating his competitors in that time slot. But CBS has decided to cancel the whole thing and move on. They say it's strictly a financial decision. It has nothing to do with his performance. It has nothing to do with the content of the show. It has nothing to do with anything involving the parent company, Paramount. But a lot of people are speculating that it does have something to do with the parent company, Paramount, who just recently settled a lawsuit over a 60 Minutes story with Kamala Harris and agreed to pay the president $16 million in this payout. Stephen Colbert was critical of it just 3 days ago. So, you know, make up your own minds of whatever you all may think about that. Paramount is also seeking to merge its company, which requires federal approval. Basically by the administration. So does that have something to do with it? I don't know. CBS and Paramount says no, it does not. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on that show between now and May. A lot of people are going to be tuning in to see if he does, you know, rave out with the whole thing. I tend to think he's going to be very professional about the whole thing. There may be a joke or two along the way, but, you know, as you might expect, fans of Stephen Colbert are, you know, flooding social media with outrage and reaction, including some reaction from Stephen Colbert's main competitor, Jimmy Kimmel, who said, "God bless you, Stephen," and then had some pretty harsh words for CBS in his comments, but we haven't heard the last of this whole thing.
I'm always surprised when a TV or radio person is allowed to do a last show, or in this case, many last shows. Yeah. Usually, you're told you just did your last show,
right?
So there's no whining or sniping at the company on the air.
I mean, you know, it's all recorded anyway. So, you know, if there's, I guess if there's too much whining and if it goes too far, CBS ultimately has, you know, final say over what goes over the air, since they record it in the afternoon and then play it back for late night.
Mm-hmm.
So,
true.
I don't know. I mean, I think the future also is a very interesting question. What does Stephen Colbert do next? He's been an outspoken critic of the president. Does he find a home somewhere else, or does he go online? Does he do podcasts like Conan O'Brien did? Does he go to something like HBO, like John Oliver, whose show is also very critical of most everything? It's not just the administration, but it's a no-holds-back show that John Oliver does. Does he go to Netflix?
I'm sure he'll have many opportunities.
That's where David Letterman went. It's going to be interesting because the landscape of terrestrial television, good old-fashioned television over the air is definitely changing. And people, younger people, are watching more online than they are on air. So, I think that's also part of this equation as well.
I love Stephen Colbert's Chicago roots. Did you catch that Larry Lujack reference when Stephen Colbert said Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea? That is right out of Larry's old intro to the Cheap Trashy Showbiz Report. Yeah. I love that.
Wasn't there an old-time radio broadcaster like Walter Winchell?
I think that's originally, and Larry picked up on that, yeah. I believe. Yeah,
all the good lines have been stolen from somebody else.
Of course. Dean, is Fleetwood Mac going to reunite?
Well, it looks like two of the reasons that they have not reunited are resolving their differences, and that could lead to something with Fleetwood Mac getting back together again. The one-time couple, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, they were a couple for many, many years. They broke up in not-so-friendly circumstances, and now they have both posted handwritten notes to each other, posting them online, with her saying, "If you go forward," and then he posts another one, "I'll follow you there." Hmm. So those are words from a song that they had called Frozen Love. Fleetwood Mac fans will know that. But it sounds like they're getting kind of cozy again.
Yeah.
And if that is the case, it's very possible we could be over our heads in Fleetwood Mac music again.
Nicely done. What's going on this weekend?
We've got lots of things like Fish at the United Center all weekend long. We've got Lyle Lovett and his large band at the Auditorium Theater on Saturday. If you're a heavy metal fan, Pantera is playing at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. There's a big show of, you're a fan of boy bands, members of NSYNC and O-Town and LFO are at Pop 2000 Tour at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Drive-By Truckers at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. If you're a fan of the Christian crossover star, Lauren Daigle, she's performing at the Porter County Fairgrounds in beautiful Valparaiso. It's a brand new show that has just opened at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie that salutes singer-songwriter Donny Hathaway. Show is a one-man show called Twisted Melodies, and it'll be playing there until August the 10th. We've got lots of outdoor things going on this weekend, no shortage, including the Colombian Festival in Humboldt Park, Tacos y Tamales Festival in Pilsen, the St. Haralambos Greek Orthodox Church Big Greek Food Fest. This is one of the really big ones of the year. It's going on today through Sunday on their church ground in Niles. And the reason that I've stocked up on the pants with elastic waists is that I'll be one of the judges of the 18th annual Roscoe Village Burger Fest that's going on starting today through Sunday on Belmont from Damon to Oakley. I'll be there on Saturday afternoon wolfing down burgers. And that should be a pretty sight, just to see me eating food.
Anything good at the movies?
No, nothing new.
Uh-oh.
Nothing new that's good at the movies. I mean, if you've got little kids, they'll probably like the new Smurfs movie more than I did and most everybody else, adult critics. These mm-hmm. movies are not made for adults, but this is just a really tedious and unimaginative. So, some kids' movies are really smart and funny. This one is, I think, just a whole lot of nothing. Gave it a Dean's List D. A new horror movie that's out today also is a remake of the 1997 movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer. It has been remade and updated and is nowhere as good as the original. I would say take a pass on this one also. Complete lack of originality on this one. Another Dean's List D. Go see Superman. Go see you know, some of the movies that are out there. Some of the older ones. There are lots of good movies out right now.
Got it. And a quick tip of the headphones to WGN-TV's very own director, Steve Novak.
He's one of the great, really one of the greats and a legend in Chicago broadcasting. He is retiring today after nearly 50 years here at WGN. 50 years of dealing with dopes like us, you know, trying to put on these shows. He's done everything here. He's done baseball. He's done. He was both producer and director of Bozo for decades. He and I did the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon every year for like 38 years or something like that. I mean, he's directed all the. Every news show that there is, everything that there is at WGN, and he's hanging up his headphones today. One of the greatest guys there is, and if you run into Steve, ask him to, well, you won't even have to ask him. He'll tell you a corny joke, whether you ask him or not.
Happy fade to black, Steve Novak.
That's right.
Thanks, Dean.
Bye.